Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the NFA meeting in Napa Valley, California, is Gary Sissel with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you doing?
Good. Good to be with you. It's the third day of this meeting, and we've just finished our activity day, but I wanted to catch up with you and talk to you a little bit about what's going on with Nebraska Furniture Mart. First, let me ask you about just general business conditions overall in the Midwest.
Generally in the Midwest, we've been very, very fortunate. Our business has been really good. We've had four straight months of up sales, and profits have been doing well. Seems that the customers are in a pretty optimistic mood right now.
Actually, you know, we just finished our Floor Focus Top 100 list, and we called you, and you said your numbers are for the year versus last year are actually up this year, right?
That is correct. We started off the year up a little bit, and then we had a little lull, and it seemed like customers had pulled back. Consumer confidence was waning, but the last 4 months, it's been pretty incredible.
Well, let's talk about a sale you just told me about before we started this interview. You actually did a private sale, which compared to last year had tremendous double-digit growth. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we did a Stainmaster private event, and we invited about 600,000 of our closest friends from all three of our stores. And generally, we measure the response by how many customers contact us prior to the sale to have a what we call a pre-measure. And on the same time last year, we were probably 3.5 times greater response this time, which ended up translating into a little over 2 times the dollar spent on Stainmaster carpet.
You actually approach these people using a direct mail vehicle, 600,000 or so. What do you attribute this growth to? Is it because the economy's turning back? Is it because there wasn't a ball game that weekend? Is it because the weather was right? I mean, what do you think made this a successful sale?
All of the above. We combined our offer. This time it was kind of unique because we combined our invitation by combining the furniture, the floor covering, the appliance and electronics divisions. Each division had an offer. Ours was a little bit more unique and it was contained within the mailer. We didn't have a Nebraska game, so in Omaha that was very positive. The weather was beautiful. The Chiefs didn't play till Sunday, and in Des Moines they don't have any professional teams. So it was a lot of really neat things lined up. I guess the stars were all aligned, and we ended up having an incredible event. It was twice as big as our previously biggest one day ever. And we're very fortunate.
Well, wouldn't I love to attribute this to the fact that perhaps this recession is starting to turn around, but I guess one sale won't prove that to us, will it?
I don't think one sale will, but I think, you know, even after the sale, we ran some different other type of offers, and we've had positive growth over the last 10 days after the Stainmaster event. I don't want to jinx anything by saying, you know, we're coming out of it. I think we still got some rocky times ahead of us, but I think everybody needs to continue to be very aggressive to get in the customer's mind, putting floor covering at the very forefront of their mind versus some of the other categories.
Now, Nebraska Furniture Mart, one thing that I always like to point out, does continue and has, through this recession, continued to spend a lot of money to build store traffic. If you just gave me a rough number and you said a percentage of top-line sales in flooring, what do you think you spend toward promotion?
That's a really good question. Sometimes they don't even know because I don't like to look at the budget, the bottom-line number, because it might scare me. I might want to pull back. I would probably say we spend 3, 4, 5%. It just depends on the event. I mean, there could be a special event that I want to, you know, move my budget around a little bit and spend a little extra. I might even bet on the come and say, you know, I think this sale is going to be so big, I'm going to spend a percentage of my sales on this, you know, betting on the event itself.
Everybody knows that Nebraska Furniture Mart is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, and I know you probably get to spend a little bit of quality time with Warren Buffett, and he probably tells you his outlook for the future. Tell me, what is he saying right now about where we're headed for 2012?
I think Mr. Buffett's an optimist. Number one, he believes in the United States. I mean, if you listen to him, you will find out he believes in America. And we're very optimistic on America. We think that, you know, we've got an incredible work ethic here. You know, his words of caution, you know, says we need to continue to be aggressive. We need to continue to be in front of our consumers and make sure that they understand what we have to offer and be relentless. I think that's basically categorizes it. We can't let up. And that's just the way we made our company. And that's the way we'll continue.
When you start looking at hard surface versus soft surface, where do you think carpet's fallen out there? Do you think it's flatlined? Do you think it's taking share, losing share? Talk a little bit about that.
I just went over that with my senior buyer, Dave Snedeker, just the other day, and I can tell you with very good certainty that carpet is actually taking share back, at least in our store and in our region. we're seeing the consumer realizing the value that carpet has to offer. For many years prior, it's been hard surfaces, but the last 4 or 5 months, carpet has taken share. And I will tell you this kind of an interesting fact. We're seeing textures being selected 3-1 over frisés. A couple years ago, it would be the opposite.
And people are willing to invest in the yarn types that result in good quality, right?
Well, I think each of the fiber types have their unique advantages, and I think it really boils down to the individual retailer to make sure they're qualifying the customer to understand their needs and then offering them some choices across all fiber types so that they can make good decisions.
Let's talk about something that's been introduced at this show. Stainmaster has come up with a new ultra-soft Tactess, which I believe they're calling True Soft, and it's a brand new product. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, the people at Stainmaster do an incredible job in terms of research, and they spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to deliver value to the consumer. This True Soft product is so incredibly soft. I'm not kidding you. This, you throw a piece down, you almost want to lay down and roll around on it. It's that soft, and it's an incredible product. And, you know, they bring in a lot of credibility to the game. And I think that, you know, they're going to deliver an incredibly soft product that's going to deliver the value and the performance that the Stainmaster brand stands for.
And when will this product be available on the market based on what you've heard?
Well, I think it's going to probably sometime shortly after the first year, we're going to see a lot of production coming. We're seeing a lot of samples right now. You know, I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to give the consumer a completely different look, feel, and something to get excited about.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, we're at the NFA meeting, and you've talked to some of your other members. You were president of this organization at one time. What's the basic tone you're hearing from the other members here at the group?
Optimistic. One of the things we do here is we share best practices. And we've been doing a lot of that, and there's been a lot of really great ideas. And I guess the tone overall is relentless again. I think everybody's been very aggressive from an advertising standpoint to let the customers know what a value floor covering offers. And I think a lot of the members are enjoying some success because of it.
Okay, Gary, good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Gary Sissel, who's director of flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.